Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our second journey together. Today is November the 30th, and our Bible reading portion is from the Epistle of Galatians, chapters 4 to 6. We will reap one day what we sow today. We read in Galatians chapter 6, verses 7 and 8 like this. The words of Apostle Paul, "Do not be deceived, God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. For he who sows to his flesh will of the flesh reap corruption, but he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life." As Apostle Paul was closing his letter to the church at Galatia, he mentioned about a very important principle that is so evident in nature and which can be transposed into our spiritual lives as well. This is the principle of sowing and reaping. When a farmer plants seeds of a particular grain into the ground, he does not have to second guess what plant that will sprout and emerge in due time. It is natural to assume that the sheaves of grain reaped in the future will be an exponential multiplication of the seeds sown into the ground today. However, there is a waiting period between the sowing and reaping events. But we will reap fruits of whatever seed we have planted one day in the future. Thus, the seeds that we sow today will determine what kinds of fruit we will reap tomorrow. What we plant, that we will reap. Our choices have consequences, and that includes how we spend our time, talent, and treasures every day. They also include how we choose to treat other people. When we choose to hate, the consequences can be returned in hatred. Just like Isaac Newton's third law of motion has stated, every action has an equal and opposite reaction. When we follow a path of hatred, we will get alienated from others and fall into the same pit that we have dug for others. A very good example from the Bible is the case of the wicked Haman, who got hanged in the very same gallows that he had prepared for Mordecai. There is a striking relationship between sowing and reaping in our spiritual lives as well. When we live just to please our fleshly desires and passions, we will reap corruption by coveting what is not ours. We will be self-centered and selfish in our attitudes, and we will live always looking inward all the time. On the other hand, when we walk in the Spirit and live to please God, we will reap the fruit of the Spirit that include love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Let us choose to sow to the Spirit today and reap eternal life in the future. We must do good to everyone within our area of influence, especially to fellow believers in Christ, and we will reap the rewards in due time if we do not get discouraged. We should sow good seeds pertaining to our eternal destiny in order to experience the fruit of God's blessings in our lives. Let the following prayer of Saint Francis of Assisi be our prayer today. Lord, make me an instrument of thy peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned. It is in dying that we are born to eternal life.